This is Sell Without Selling, Episode 9.
If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic, and really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business, in your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level, if this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/I want success. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/I want success. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's get on to today's topic, empowering and growing your mindset for sales and success. So first and foremost, it's really important for you to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. The biggest mistake that entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and business owners make is they get comfortable. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable their comfortable is, they stay there. We call this the gray zone. The gray zone is what you know. No matter how much it doesn't work, no matter how much it's not serving you, it's the area that you know. And when you know that area, that's where you get stuck. That's where you get stagnant. That's where you continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Success lies in the uncomfortable. Success lies when you turn around and allow yourself to do something new on a continual basis. And the more it makes you scared, the more it makes you nauseous, the more it makes those butterflies go crazy in your stomach, you know you're on the right path. I know every time I'm getting ready to do something and I get that feeling in my gut and my palms start to sweat and my heart starts beating really hard, I know I'm on the right direction. So it's really important to get really comfortable being uncomfortable. Because that's where success is. That's where the ability to be able to step into selling and servicing and being available to your prospective clients and stretching your mindset to get out of the easy chair, to get out of the comfort zone. The gray zone, it's what we all know. And that's why we stay there. But think about it. If you stay there, you're always going to get the same results that you get. Step out of it. Allow yourself to take a big step and stay there and then step again and stay there and step again and stay there until your gray zone, your comfort zone is so far away from you. You are so far outside your comfort zone. You turn around and you realize you're finally on the path to what it is you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. The next is surround yourself with coaches. Surround yourself with mentors. Reality is, you'll never find a successful person that hasn't been coached to success. See, coaches see blind spots. Coaches are mirrors. When you surround yourself with people that understand where it is you want to go, and they understand where it is you're starting, they can help you get out of your way. They can help you get on your way so you can finally have your way. I have a belief that when we're part of the problem, there's no way we can be part of the solution. So reality is really clear. The only way that we can have what it is we want is to surround ourselves with A, people who have done it, and B, people who can call us on what it is we're not doing. Now, I have to tell you, having coaches, it's not always going to be easy. It's always going to be worth it. It's just not always going to be easy because there are mirrors. They hold up reality for us. They call us on our stuff. Remember, you've heard me say time and time and time again that we constantly lie to ourselves. And because we're constantly lying to ourselves, we can't call ourselves on our stuff. Now, I hear people say all the time, well, I can't afford a coach. That's great. If that's reality, you can't afford to not have a coach. You have to figure out a way. You want to step back and look at your life, look at your business, and really get very clear on where your money is going. Because reality is, you're either spending your money or you're investing your money. If you're spending your money, what is it that you're spending it on? And you want to start looking at cutting expenses. Look, reality is, you can have a hobby or you can have a business. A hobby is going to cost you money. A business is going to make you money. So if you're in a position where you truly have a belief that you cannot afford a coach, step back and see where the money's going. Now, if you turn around and say, I don't have any money to even step back and look to see where it's going, then we've got other things we need to look at. How are you really starting a business? Look, take it from someone who's bootstrapped. Take it from someone who has had 16 cents in the bank. Guess what? When I had 16 cents in the bank, I still had a coach. I had that bill, that ongoing investment that I knew I had to make a monthly payment for every month looming over my head. And I knew very quickly and very easily I could make it happen, and I did. And now I hear other people turn around and say, well, I can't afford a coach, so I'm going to align with accountability partners. Let me share with you that that's a pretty dangerous pitfall for a multitude of reasons, because the people that we align ourselves with are typically friends, co-partners, people that we have met in the business environment. Remember the rule of thumb, birds of a feather flock together. And because birds of a feather flock together, people you are attracting are somewhat like you. They have the same behaviors as you. They have the same success level as you. They aren't going to get you out of your way because they're in their way in areas too. I'm not saying accountability partners don't work. I'm just saying they don't work at the level that a coach can work for. So in order to empower your mindset, to be able to empower your success mindset, to be able to learn how to step in to sell without selling, you must be able to get out of your way and find and surround yourself with coaches that can mirror you, be a representation of your blind spots so that they can help you move through it. Now, there's all different types of coaches out there. You hear me say plural. I have a multitude of coaches in every area of my life. They all know about each other and they all know I work within all of them. And it helps me show up in my state of excellence. Focus on one area. What do you need most? If it's money, hire a business coach or a money coach or a success coach. If it's health, hire a health coach or a wellness coach. If it's spirituality, hire a spirituality coach. No matter what it is that's missing in your life, that's where you start. And then once that starts growing, then ask, where can I be better next? Then hire a coach for that and keep them all going. until finally every area of your life is thriving every way it should be. The next step is understanding that when we fail, there's room to thrive. So we want to be able to be excited about failing. We want to be able to embrace a different relationship on failing. We want to understand that failing is nothing more than feedback. Failing is good. So you want to fail fast, you want to fail often, and you want to learn from your failing so that you can then get the lessons. Because remember, if we can see it, we can learn from it. If we can learn from it, we can fix it. If we can fix it, we can move on. So embrace yourself, love yourself through the failing. Allow yourself to fail fast and often. Grab it, embrace it, love yourself through it. Grab those learnings and move on and thrive. Next, you want to surround yourself with people who aspire to be inspired. You want to surround yourself with people who inspire you. You've heard me say, birds of a feather flock together. You're going to hear me say that time and time and time again. You want to surround yourself with people who do things that you want to do, that have things that you want to have, that created success or whatever that you want to create. You want to be aspired to be inspired, and you want to inspire to aspire. Surround yourself with people who inspire you, because that will end up lifting you up. Next, in order to empower and grow your mindset, self-care. I cannot emphasize this the most. My wellness coach, my spiritual coach, Mary Lou Hunter, tells me all the time, if you're not well, you can't sell. And I have to tell you, that just resonates in me to my core. Reality is this: if you can't take care of yourself, how can you ever take care of people? And I'm not just talking about eating right, moving more, meditating. I'm talking about in every aspect of your life, making sure that you have healthy relationships with yourself and with others, making sure that, yes, you understand what it is you're putting in your body. It should be organic, clean, fresh, whole foods, non-GMO. You want to make sure that, yes, you do meditate. You want to make sure that, yes, you do have your time. You want to make sure that the self-talk that you have with yourself is healthy. You want to make sure that you surround yourself with healthy people. You want to make sure that you're constantly working on growing yourself, reading, listening to podcasts, videos, professional development, attending seminars, attending trainings, working with a coach, being everything you can be to be the best version of you, so that every day you wake up, you know you're stepping into your state of excellence. Next is to make sure that you have a healthy, success-oriented routine. So you hear in our interviews that one of the questions I ask a lot of our podcast guests is, what's their morning routine? You want to make sure that you have a healthy routine, no matter what that is. You know, for me, I get up somewhere around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I allow myself to make a mental note of gratitude. I just lay in bed for a couple minutes and I just take in the space of where I'm at. I check in with my mind, I check in with my body, I check in with my soul, I check in with my spirit. Then I allow myself to meditate for about 10, 15 minutes, give or take. I don't meditate with music. I just lay there in a space of gratitude and silence with zero mind chatter. Then afterwards, to avoid waking up anybody in the house, I will grab my Kindle, my iPad, and I'll read a little bit. I make sure that I read about 30 to 45 minutes in the morning. Then I get up in the morning, I stretch, and then I move on to the rest of my morning routine. depending on the day, it's I either work out and then I go into our dry sauna, and then I may meditate some more. I may meditate in the dry sauna. I have a different morning routine depending on what my schedule is. And all of it is about taking care of myself. Because I show up on a daily basis to be of service to the business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals that align themselves to be the best of the best, both as my coaching clients, as my success strategist clients, as students in our trainings. And because of that, in order for me to show up and give 100% to them on a continual basis, I have to give 100% to me. And remember, we only have 100% to give. So you want to make sure that time you allocate to yourself, you give 100% to yourself. You want to make sure that time you allocate to someone else, you allocate 100% to them. There is no such thing as multitasking and still being able to give 100%. The next way to empower and grow your mindset for success so that you can sell without selling is to ensure that you have SMART goals. You hear this all the time, and let me share something with you. SMART is an acronym. You know this. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. There is a reason for it. Our brain requires specificity to be able to achieve what it is we want to achieve. Our brain processes information in pictures. So we have to be able to map it out. We have to be specific. We have to be measurable. It has to be attainable, realistic, and time-bound. We have to be able to get a picture on it. So then we know what we want our outcome to be, so that then we can map out a strategy to get there. Next most important thing to empower and grow your mindset for success so that you can sell without selling is you must trust yourself. You must trust yourself. See, here's the deal. We call our conscious mind our goal setter. We call our unconscious mind our goal getter. If you can't trust you, how can others trust you? And if others can't trust you, how can they ever align to you, refer to you, buy from you, work with you? You must be able to trust yourself to get out of your comfort zone, to get out of your way, to step into your success and pursue your dreams, and for others to be able to trust you, to align with you. And then the last important thing to keep in mind to empower your mindset so that you can grow your mindset, so that you can step into success and be able to sell without selling, is you must, I cannot emphasize this enough, you must avoid complacency. There is zero movement in complacency. There is nothing but death and morbidness in complacency. Complacency will suck your dreams away. Complacency will suck the life out of you. See, you can either thrive or you can survive. Surviving lives in the realm of complacency. If you want to thrive, you must allow yourself to live every day. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you. I will love for you to do two things right now. First, I would love if you would head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I would love to chat with you, give feedback on the episodes, and find out if there's any topics that you're interested in to help make this more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. And let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so that you can have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.